Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. This month has been like so crazy, just to give you a little update. Like we keep having snow days on my work days. So then I can't do my client calls on my work day, which is Tuesday. And then, you know, I usually do a podcast episode on Tuesday, but now today's Wednesday. So here I am recording this episode and everything just kind of feels like quite a bit of a mess. However, I have built my blog and my business for flexibility. And I think that's so important to note here before we dive into this episode is flexibility with your blogging schedule is so, so, so crucially important. Which brings me to today's episode. We're talking all about how to create a blogging schedule that actually works for you. So before we begin, I wanted to empathize with you first. Creating a blogging schedule is one thing, but actually being able to stick with it is another, right? We all have busy lives and we choose to list our priorities in a certain way. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I know what it's like to not have a whole lot of time on my hands. I cook, I clean, I take care of my baby 24/7. His daddy's a truck driver, a young one and a hot one. Just to note, he's not old and fat, and he's gone most of the time lately. He does lots of Kansas and Kentucky loads, so he's always gone lately. But I'm thankful that I have my mom. She takes the baby 2 times a week, so I can do my coaching calls and work in a more focused manner. So if you can imagine how organized I really need to be with my blogging schedule to make this work. But it's not perfect. Like, it's hard. It's not easy to keep a schedule and to be able to stick with it. And you really have to have flexibility, especially when you have other priorities in place. And when you work around other people's schedules as well, like my mom and snow days. But I always get asked every single week, like, it seems like, Jen, how do you do it all? And still be a mom, like how do you be a mom and still run a business, so to say? I have coaching calls, I do client website design projects for bloggers, I have blog content to write, I have a bunch of podcast episodes to record and upload every week, I have master classes to create for my membership, I have emails to write. I have a team to manage. Like, there's so many tasks that I have to do within a month, within a week, within a day. So I wanted to break this all down for you. Like, how do I get it all done to keep, you know, taking care of my family and to take care of my business and to take care of myself? So, but first I want you to go in the show notes below and download the blog schedule template. So if you're serious about creating a successful blog, you need to have a solid plan in place. And one of the most important aspects of that plan is having a system. So to make things easier for you, I've created a ClickUp template for you. to get access to a free blog content and schedule management system that is built in ClickUp. And this is a template that you can implement into your own ClickUp. And this is, like, I literally shared with you, like, my schedule, basically. Like, this is my schedule built in ClickUp, and you can change it accordingly to your own schedule. So if you want that freebie, you can go below and quickly sign up for it, and you'll get just one email about it with your ClickUp templates. You just click on the link, and it'll populate into your own ClickUp. Okay, let's move on. So why create a blogging schedule? So there's so much to do in a week, right? And you need to know, or like you first need to know, like you need to be organized. But with a schedule in place, every single day when you go onto the computer, you will know exactly what you need to be working on each day. And this can help reduce stress and prevent you from feeling overwhelmed. And you know, when you check off like all of your to-dos for the week and for the day, like it gives you like this gamification, right? And you're motivated to do even more. But not only that, but when you actually get things done and know every single day what you have to do in your blogging business to see results, then that's a game changer, because you're actually going to be able to see the results because you are doing the work and you're not scatterbrained, not knowing what steps to take when, you know, you're managing your blog, you're writing your content, doing SEO. Like there's so many things, and the last thing you need to do is to be scatterbrained when you also have a personal life. Like you don't need chaos. You need organization. So this is why you really need to hone in on your blogging schedule and create a really good one that works for you. So how do we do this? Let's talk about it. But first, I want to let you know that I created a new ClickUp course inside of the Blogging Ladies membership. So we have this blog organization course, and within that course, we have, you know, little mini courses about different platforms and such. And so we have a Notion course. You can learn how to organize your blogging business with Notion. And we have a ClickUp course, so you can learn how to organize your blog with ClickUp now. So if you want that ClickUp and Notion course, plus Notion templates and ClickUp templates, then click the link below and join the membership. And yeah, so I will see you inside there if you want to join us. Okay, so I want you to be able to understand the difference between a blog post schedule and a blogging schedule. So a blog post schedule is your content planner, your content editorial planner. And this is, you know, how often you're gonna publish, the frequency of it. But today I want to talk about your blogging schedule. These are taking all the tasks that you have to do every single week for your blogging business to see actual true results, income results, email subscribers, blog traffic results, etc., and putting it on the calendar so you know every single day what you have to work on. And this just creates consistency, and it's just super good, right? So how do you create your blog schedule? So number one, I want you to define your blogging goals. The first step is to define your goals. So what do you want to achieve with your blog? Do you want to increase traffic? You want to gain more subscribers? You want to make money? Do you want all of these goals? You have to define your goals first. So for an example of my blogging goals, I would say, you know, get like 30 clients this year, get 10 more members per month in the membership, definitely make six figures again this year. And in order for me to reach those goals, here are some tasks that I know that I need to do on a regular basis, like engage on Instagram every single day, post to Instagram, publish a podcast every week with call to actions to join my membership and whatever I'm working on or whatever I'm selling for that quarter, publish a blog post every week, email my list every week, do quarterly launches. And yeah, I could just keep going and going and going, but you need to define your goals so you know that, like, you know, the tasks that you need to do in order to reach those goals. So my main goal is to make money with my blog. and to help as many lady bloggers as possible start profitable blogs. And my tasks that I do on a daily basis really, really, truly align with that. I'm selling, I'm growing, and I'm making sure that I'm getting the shit done. And then I want you to know the daily blogging task non-negotiables. So blogging requires daily tasks that you have to do in order to see the results. And if you slack on these, then you're probably not going to see results. So these tasks could include writing blog posts, creating pins, engaging on social media, posting on social media, managing your clients. These tasks should be done in your daily schedule to ensure that you're consistently creating content and engaging with your audience. So now that you know the daily blogging task non-negotiables that you need to do, so write a list. I want you to pause this video if you're not driving or doing something else. Pause, get a notebook, and write down every single task that you think that you have to do on a daily basis to get the maximum results in your blogging business without overwhelming you. Now, I'm not telling you have to, you know, post to a million different social media platforms, but create a daily non-negotiable list that you can feasibly and actually like get done without overwhelming yourself and putting too much workload on yourself. So be realistic. Now we have weekly tasks, the weekly non-negotiables. So this could be, okay, I have to write a blog post every week. I have to plan out all of my Instagram posts and schedule them for the week or for the month. I have client projects that I have to be working on. I have to write a newsletter this week. There's, you know, different tasks that I have to do like once a week that I have to get done, you know? So, you know, everything is going to be different for you. So I'm just telling you what is working for me, but for you, everything is going to be different because you have different priorities, you have different goals, and, you know, you might not have clients. I have clients. I have to manage my clients. I have to check in on my clients. I have client projects. Like, my schedule is going to be completely different from yours. So make sure that you're doing the work for yourself and not just like copying mine or somebody else's schedule, because, you know, my schedule is not going to be a schedule that's going to work for you. You got to take these tools that I teach you today and implement them for yourself, something that's going to truly work for you. So the next tip that I have for you is to use theme days. This is my special, special strategy that I've been using for a very long time, and it really works for me. It really helps me to stay super focused on one overall task every week. So for example, Mondays are for my client management. So this is the day that I plan all of, like I schedule all of my client calls in ClickUp, so I get notifications that I'm having a call that day. I do client meeting notes. I create client meeting notes, or I onboard new clients, or just anything to do with like managing my clients and client projects. I do that on Monday. Tuesdays for blog post writing and for client call days. Wednesdays are for marketing, so social media content like Instagram, Pinterest. Thursdays, email newsletters. Fridays for sales days and creating like freebies or creating anything that my heart desires on that day. So, you know, I have overall themes that I focus on, or you could call them like focuses. So they're like overall themes that you focus on for that day. So one day you can just focus on email marketing and that is it. Just write an email and publish it and then do your daily tasks, and that's your focus for that day. The next day is going to be Pinterest marketing, let's say you have. So for, you know, that whole day, all you do is just focus on Pinterest marketing, optimizing your boards, creating and scheduling pins for the week. What else? Putting new pins on your, like, inside of your blog posts or whatever it is you know, for your Pinterest marketing, and that's all you focus on, plus the daily tasks. The next day, all you focus on is writing your blog posts, structuring it properly, SEO optimization, and getting it published and shared. And that's it. The next day, you focus on all of your social media content. So, like, you write Instagram posts for the week, you create your graphics, you schedule them in Later, which is the scheduling tool that I use for scheduling Instagram posts within it, like, in advance. And that is all you do. Like, you have, like, different days where you focus on, like, one overall task, and then you break it down into, like, smaller tasks. And then you have daily tasks that you do, which we already talked about. So this is, like, the best schedule that, like, ever worked for me. Like, this is the only thing that's ever worked for me, is to, like, you know, really stay focused on one overall theme. And I have a couple of themes. So, for example, like, Friday, sales day, and creation day. But they're kind of related. Wednesday, marketing and content day, writing blog post day. And yeah, so they're kind of related, but you know what I mean. Sunday, I do some weekly planning, and I do my team management, because I do run a team now. So I hired out, you know, a virtual assistant. I have an SEO strategist now. I have a Pinterest marketer and an Instagram marketer. My business has been really growing this year, guys. Like, in the beginning of this year, I don't know what happened, but, like, my business has been, like, really growing. And, like, it's, like, such a great feeling. Like, I always was in that spot where, like, you know, my business, like, it was always growing, but this year it's like taking off. Like, once it hit January, it was like, boom, I got fully booked out with clients. I'm working on 4 website designs at once. And I just, like, have this, like, great momentum going, and it's just awesome. And now I'm able to hire out more tasks and hire a team, which was, like, always my dream. Like, I always wanted to scale and have a team, and it just feels so good to, like, finally be in that point where I can start hiring out. And I know you want to get there too, and I, like, really want to help you this year to, like, get there. And coming up in, like, the next couple weeks, I'm going to start talking about, like, more monetization. Let me know if that, like, interests you. On how to monetize and such with your own offers. Okay, moving on. Okay, so blog post schedule. Now we talked, okay, so we talked about blogging schedule, your overall blogging schedule. Now let's talk about your blog post schedule. So they're two different things. So number one, I want you to identify your target audience. Who are you writing for? What are their interests and pain points? You really need to do your research on your target audience before you create your blog post schedule. You need to understand deeply what they're struggling with, and not just assume that you know their pain points and overall goals, but actual research so you know them on a deeper level. You need to be actually going out and talking to people, okay? Like, I know, like, you probably think, okay, because you lived this certain struggle or whatever doesn't mean that your target audience views it in the same perspective. So it's your job to do the work and go out there and learn those other perspectives and struggles. So, for example, I think my blog audience could be possibly struggling with their blog niche because I did. But when I go and survey them about what they really struggle with, this topic never surfaces. So what does surface is making money and growing traffic, always. People really aren't worried about their niche all the time. Like, it's really about making money and growing, or even just getting started, but, like, overall. Okay, so how do you go and conduct this market research? You want to go out there and talk to your potential audience. If you're not out there building genuine relationships, You can kiss building a successful blogging business goodbye. Like, you have to be building these relationships. You have to be talking to people. It just is what it is. I'm just going to tell you how it is. Okay, and then you want to craft your content buckets. So you have your overall niche, like blogging, for example, and then you want to create 5 content buckets within it. So for example, my blogging niche is blogging. I break it down into 5 content buckets: start a blog, organize a blog or productivity, design a blog, grow a blog, like grow your blog traffic, and make money blogging. So all of those 5 content buckets are like kind of different like steps that somebody will go through when, you know, getting to their ultimate goal of making money. So like they start a blog, they organize their blog, they design their blog or whatever. Like they're different like steps that somebody could be in during their like blogging journey. So decide on your 5 different content buckets that fit within your niche. You don't have to overthink this, just decide, okay? Then you want to do keyword research. So for all of those different content buckets, you want to do extensive keyword research for like 4 different like main keywords within each of those topics. And then you want to break them down even further for related keywords. So don't just like there's a misconception out there that you just find one keyword to optimize your posts with and then you go and implement that keyword, right? Like that, no. Like you need several different keywords for that one blog post. And this is not keyword stuffing. Keyword stuffing would be taking that one keyword and stuffing it like a million times throughout the blog post. That's not what we want to do. We want to take one main keyword and then other related keywords. So the main keyword should be used like 15 times or so, follow the Yoast SEO guidelines. And then the related keywords also need to be used throughout the blog post. For example, I have start a blog post, okay? Like I'm writing a blog about start a blog and my keyword is gonna be start a blog, let's say. But there's other different phrases that I can use and other keywords that I can use within this blog post, like start a blog for beginners, starting a blog, start a professional blog, start a blog in 2024. Like there's different keywords and key phrases to use that directly relate to my main keyword of start a blog. So yeah, okay. So do your keyword research for all of those content buckets. Once you have your keywords, then you can create blog titles around those keywords, okay? So write down, or like you can use ChatGPT for this or whatever you want to do, but write down like 5 different blog posts within each content bucket with all of those keywords that you generated, okay? And then you want to put those titles on the calendar. So you can use a ClickUp template that I have below. It's for free. And you can create the blog post schedule using the ClickUp template that I gave you. You can also use a simple Google Doc sheet if that's your style, or you can use a paper planner. I think that those two are too complicated though, but whatever floats your boat, everybody's different. So take your main keywords, break them down into blog post titles, and then put them on the calendar. And then I like to circle through this content, okay? So don't just put them in a row. You know, like you have your 5 different content buckets, you have all of your keywords, and then you have your blog post titles for those keywords, and you have like, you know, several different blog posts that you can write within each content bucket, or at least 5, okay? And then circle through those. So one week I can write a blog on start, like the theme could be starting a blog theme, okay? The next week, I write a blog on design a blog. And then the next week, I write a blog within the organized blog content bucket. Like, I hope I'm making sense here. If I'm not making sense, then you can click below to read this in a blog post format. I'm reading notes off of my blog post, but I'm not reading this like word for word. I'm just using it as notes. But like my blog post really like dives like super deep into this if like you really want to know how to do this and like follow the steps. Okay, so now let's talk about the frequency of posting. So you have your blog schedule or you have tried to put together a blog schedule, but you're wondering, okay, what's the frequency? How often should I be posting? Okay, I'm always getting this question. How many blog posts should you publish each month? And let me be blunt with my answer. Write however much you want, as long as the blog post is 2,000 plus words, the longer is better, is properly optimized for SEO, is actually helpful to your blog readers, aka solves pain points and helps them accomplish something. So I always say, success in blogging isn't measured by the quantity of posts, but by the quality of content that resonates with your audience. Focus on crafting insightful and valuable articles to achieve your SEO and traffic goals. Okay? I always say that, but okay. I did read that word for word, but that is my saying. So if you want my simple answer, you can write one really amazing blog post per week if your goal is to rank in Google and build your traffic. Sometimes my goal has been to focus my efforts on my podcast more than I am writing blog content, but this year in 2024 is to really build my SEO and my blog traffic. So I'm constantly writing new content so I can publish new pins, so I can repurpose my content to all different platforms, and so I can just really keep this momentum that I've had in my business going. And okay, but like, if you cannot write a really good blog post per week because of time constraints, or you think that you just can't push out like a 2,000 word post every week, like no problem. You can do one post for like every 2 weeks, or one blog post every month. It doesn't really matter, as long as you're staying consistent and as long as it meets the SEO guidelines, which is very helpful content, posting on your website frequently and consistently. And yeah. And actually writing really lengthy, detailed, helpful blog posts that actually solves their problems. And then I like to repurpose my blog posts. So I don't actually just publish the blog posts and forget about it. No, I repurpose it into, like this one, I repurpose my blog post into a podcast episode, and I'm using my blog post as notes. Sometimes I read, you know, the blog post word for word. I know some people in my audience have said, Jen, why do you read them word for word? I don't really like this style. So I like to like mix it up, I know, but like this one, I'm just reading it as notes and just saying whatever comes to mind without reading the blog post. But yeah, you can repurpose it into podcast episodes. If you don't want to do a podcast, no problem. You can repurpose to, like, I do like 3 different Instagram posts for that one blog post. I do some Instagram stories advertising the blog post. I repurpose it into 3 to 5 different Pinterest pins and schedule them through Tailwind. I repurpose to an Instagram thread or two and a Reddit post. You can repurpose on Medium. Like, there's so many different places where you can repurpose your content, so you don't have to constantly feel like you're creating content, more content, more content for all these different platforms. No, that's just like so overwhelming. Just make it simple. And just like in your blogging workflow, when you're writing a blog post, like after you wrote your blog post, you should have like tasks that you do, like for repurposing and such. And tell yourself, okay, repurpose this blog post into 3 Instagram posts. Repurpose this blog post into 5 Pinterest pins. And then keep checking them off as you go. Repurpose this blog post into a podcast episode and keep checking it off. So don't just think that, you know, you have to just like post your blog post and forget it. No, you should be repurposing this content. I swear I heard a weird noise. That was weird. I'm home alone, so I'm scared. Okay. So other tips on how to create a blog schedule. Number 1, be realistic. if you have a full-time job or other priorities, it's not going to be feasible for you to publish a blog post every day, every week. So stop being unrealistic for your, like, with yourself. Instead, consider posting just once a month or bi-weekly. It's whatever is realistic to you and your lifestyle, because you don't want to promise yourself that you're going to write a blog post every week. And then if you keep missing that deadline, it's not going to motivate you to keep moving forward. You should have some gamification or instant gratification every week when you check off your tasks, you know, like when you check things off and like know that you're getting shit done for your blogging business that will actually get you results, then, you know, like you're just gonna like feel this sense of accomplishment and it's just gonna motivate you to keep going. So I want you to be super realistic so you can actually check it off and feel good about yourself and not put yourself down because you missed a deadline. So, and also it's better to publish quality content quality content less frequently than purpose, you know, low quality content a lot more frequently. You know, like I could publish a blog post every single day, but is it going to be like quality? No. Will it be repurposed? No. Will it be promoted? No. So I stick to one blog post a week or once every 2 weeks. It's just whatever my goal is for this quarter. And for this quarter, I am publishing a lot of blog posts, high quality blog posts, because my SEO is like my main priority. Number two, use content calendar. I have built one for you in ClickUp, so you can click below if you want to get that. But there's other tools like, you know, you can use a Google spreadsheet if you want. You can use a physical planner if you want. But like with physical planners and Google spreadsheets, you don't really have like this like workflow that you can follow. And it's not going to be like streamlined, but or scheduled. And you get email notifications and phone notifications every day reminding you, hey, you got tasks to do today. But there's other ones like Monday.com, Asana that you can use. Number three, like I said, repurpose your content into a podcast, two emails. Make sure you're emailing your list, you know, telling your current followers who love you, hey, I published this new blog post. You need to come and read it. Three Instagram posts, a thread, a membership community post, a Facebook group post, or whatever floats your boat. But don't overwhelm yourself with this. Be realistic. So I do have the blog organization lab course inside of the Blogging Ladies membership. You know, organization is like super key to creating the results that you want and the success that you want in your blogging business. And one way that I can help you do that is I have this blog organization course inside of the membership. And within that course, I have little mini courses that teach you how to organize your blog within Notion and organize your blog within ClickUp, which I just created the ClickUp course and I'm so excited about it. It shows you behind the scenes of my own ClickUp and how you can implement the ClickUp or the content and your team or your CEO space and your goals and your just like how to organize your entire business. I also added like some personal elements like how to keep a cleaning schedule as a stay-at-home mom or as a busy 9-to-5er or whatever you got going on in your life, how to also keep a clean home and a system for that. So there's a lot of like really good things within this course. If you want to know how to organize your life, your business, and how to get everything done and how to get results and how to not be so scatterbrained when you sit at your desk every day and just jump from task to task and task, like, oh my God, that never get anything done at the end of the day. Like if you want like a streamlined step-by-step system where you can feel the freedom that you desire, like, you know, I started this business not to sit at my desk all day. I started this business because the freedom that it creates. So I'm not sitting at that desk all day. Like, I'm getting my tasks done and I'm getting off. So yeah, so if you want this course, then you can click below, join the membership. You also get 5 other courses inside this membership. So it's not just that course. That's only the blog organization course. If you want to join the membership, you get actually 5 plus blogging courses, blog coaching calls every single week, a new blog educational bundle every single month, and so much more inside of this, inside of the membership. So you also have an access to a community of 170 plus blogging ladies that are already inside the membership. And you can ask your questions and really get help and support when growing your entire blogging business. So join below. It's only $27 a month right now, but I will be increasing it back again. It was $33 a month and then it was $47 a month. I decreased it for a little while to get some more members inside for $27 a month, but it will be increasing because my business is really taking off this year. So I'm going to increase it. But if you want to join, you can do so below and go create your blogging schedule. It's so exciting. Make sure you download that ClickUp Templates freebie below, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero-pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below.